Good morning.
早上好。
And before we move on, I would like to just say a few words of appreciation to the choir, to Pastor Lin, and to the orchestra.
我想我们开始之前，我想先感谢林牧师和他下面很多的诗班和演奏者。
They've been working very hard for this weekend, and they have brought us some very, very meaningful music on Friday night and also this morning.
他们非常辛苦的排练，然后今天早上给我们非常优美的音乐，我们真是谢谢他们。
We want to thank you all.
谢谢你们。
Thank you. It has been said by many people that we live between Good Friday and Easter.
有人说我们是活在受难节和复活节的中间。
If Good Friday is here, then Easter must be around the corner.
如果受难节在这是现在的话，那么复活节很快也就在很快的将来。
Good Friday stands for death and Easter for life.
受难节是代表着死亡，那复活节代表的是生命。
There is grief and suffering on Good Friday.
受难节是有悲哀和受苦
，but joy on Easter.
复活节呢，就是喜乐。
There is despair and disappointment on Good Friday.
那么受难节呢，是有失望跟沮丧
，but hope on Easter.
复活节呢，是有盼望。
There is fear and trembling on Good Friday.
那么受难节呢，是有战惊跟恐惧
，but courage on Easter.
复活节是有鼓励。
And this is the reason that besides Christmas, Easter is welcomed by many.
正因为这些原因呢，除了圣诞节之外，复活节是最受人欢迎的一个节日。
During the hard times in life, including the present recession, we have seen and heard enough doom and gloom.
我们生命中有很多困难的时刻，包括现在的经济的不景气。我们已经听到看到很多的这个黑暗和沮丧的事。
We want something more upbeat.
我们想要一些令人振奋的事情。
We want to see the silver lining.
我们想看到一些镶银边。
We want to see and hear about hope.
我们想看到和听到盼望。
Any news with the word hope can catch our attention nowadays.
所以现在的很多的新闻里面一旦有盼望这个字呢都可以抓住我们的注意力了。
On this Easter Sunday, we want to take a look at how Jesus' resurrection impacted his followers both in the first and the 21st centuries.
所以在这个复活节的主日呢我们想看一看耶稣的复活是怎样影响他的跟从者的包括在第一世纪和二十一世纪的今天。
The Gospel of Mark is the shortest of the four Gospels.
马可福音是四福音书里面最短的一本书。
It begins with these simple words.
它开始是这样说的。
The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
神的儿子耶稣基督的福音的开始。
And it concludes with the story of Jesus' resurrection.
那么结束呢是以耶稣的复活。
And with this simple words, and they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
这样说，因为战惊恐惧，他们从坟墓里出来就逃跑，因为害怕，他们什么也没有告诉别人。
Most biblical scholars agree that verses 9 to 20were added on later.
很多的圣经学者都认为第九到二十节后面的一部分是后来加上的。
From Mark's perspective,
所以从马可的眼光来看
what he wrote in this book was just the beginning of the gospel.
他写的这个马可福音是整个的福音的一个开始而已。
Easter was not the end.
所以复活并不是一个结尾。
Jesus' resurrection authenticates all that he had taught and promised.
耶稣的复活呢，证明了 他在世的时候所讲和所应许的所有的事。
So resurrection just ushers in another aspect of the gospel.
所以耶稣的复活只是把我们带进了福音的另一个阶段。
If Mark is truly the beginning of the gospel,
如果马可福音真的只是福音的开始的话，
then the book of Revelation is the conclusion of the gospel on earth.
那么启示录这本书应该是福音在这个地上的最后的结局。
We don't just live from Good Friday to Easter.
所以我们并不是只是活在受难节跟复活节的中间而已。
But instead we live after Easter.
但是呢我们其实是活在复活节之后的。
We are a people of the post-resurrection.
我们是一个复活后的群体。
So what does it mean to live on this side of the resurrection?
所以我们活在这个复活后是意味着什么呢？
Let's look at different scripture passages to help us understand what life is and what life can be on the side of the resurrection.
所以我们今天看一下不同的一些经文，让我们看看我们可以怎样的活出一个复活后的一个样式。
What are some characteristics of the people of resurrection?
那么这样的一个复活后的群体有怎样的特点呢？
On that first Easter morning,
那么在第一个的复活节早上，
the two Marys went to the tomb where Jesus was buried.
有两个玛利亚去到耶稣被埋葬的坟墓那里去，
with the intention to do a more detailed embalming of the body with spices.
他们是想用这个香料呢将耶稣的尸体呢更好的涂抹一下。
However, as they arrived, they saw the stone in front of the tomb was removed.
但是当他们来到的时候，他们看到堵墓口的那个石头已经被挪开了。
Instead of finding Jesus' body, they saw an angel.
他们没有找到耶稣的尸体，但是他们遇见一个天使。
And the angel said to them, "Do not be alarmed."You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter.
那么天使对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，他不在这里，请看他们安放他的地方。但是请你们去告诉门徒和彼得，他要先你们之前到加利利去。
The angel simply said that Jesus had risen from the dead.
那么天使只是说耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Now go and tell his disciples and Peter.
那么你们呢要去告诉他的门徒和彼得。
So they went.
所以他们就去了。
On that same day,
那么同一天呢，
Jesus met two other disciples.
耶稣向另外的两个门徒显现。
And afterwards they went back and told the rest of the disciples.
那么之后呢，这两个就回去告诉了其他的门徒。
40 days after his resurrection, just prior to his ascension into heaven, Jesus told his disciples.
那么40天之后，耶稣当他升天之前呢，他告诉他的门徒，
Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel.
你们去向这个世界宣告福音。
Again it's go and tell.
那又一个这个字就是去宣告。
When Paul was on his way to Damascus to harass and arrest the believers,
当这个保罗去大马士革路上去迫害这个基督徒的时候呢，
Jesus appeared to him.
耶稣也向他显现。
But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you.
并且对他说，起来，站着，我向你显现是要派你去做我的工，要你去把你所看见的和我将来要显示给你的告诉给所有的人，我要从 这些百姓跟外族人的手中解救你，并且差遣你去他们的那里。
Jesus was saying to Paul,
耶稣对保罗说，
I have appeared to you,
我向你显现了，
so that I will send you to the Gentiles.
所以呢，我要差派你去到外邦人的中间。
When Jesus was on earth,
当耶稣还在世的时候，
He cast out demons from one individual.
他曾经从一个人的身上赶出很多的鬼来。
And then this person wanted to follow Jesus.
那么这个人呢，就想跟着耶稣了。
But Jesus told him,
但是耶稣告诉他，
Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you.
请你回家到你的亲人跟朋友那里去，告诉他们上帝在你身上的大作为。
Do we see the pattern here?
我们看到这样一个模式了吗？
Whenever there is an encounter with this Jesus, the risen Lord,
不论什么时候当这个复活的主向人显现，
there's always go and tell.
耶稣总是让他们去宣告福音。
We just can't keep it to ourselves.
我们是不可以只是把福音留给我们自己的。
Had to go and tell.
我们一定要去宣告福音。
The early disciples did not sway from this.
那么最早期的门徒们呢，完全没有背离这样的一个命令。
Wherever they went,
不论他们去到哪里，
they proclaimed that Jesus is Lord.
他们都宣告耶稣是主。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He is God.
他是神。
He has risen from the dead.
他是从死里复活的主。
The follower of this risen Lord,
这一位复活主的跟随者们呢，
The people of resurrection,
这一群属于复活主的群体呢，
is a people of mission,
是一群有使命的群
体。 To the first disciples,
对于早期的门徒来说，
this mission took them to far away places and often cost them their lives.
这个使命呢，甚至要他们去到很远的地方，甚至要付上他们的性命。
According to church legend,
根据教会的传统，
The sense of mission took Thomas, the doubting Thomas, to northern India and established a church there.
这样的一个使命感呢，带领着多马，就是那个很怀疑复活的多马，到了印度的北部建立教会在那里。
The sense of mission took Paul to bring the gospel message to Asia Minor and eventually to Rome.
这样一个使命感呢，也带着保罗去到了小亚细亚，最终呢到了罗马。
Later, St. Patrick brought the gospel message to Ireland.
后来呢，圣徒 Patrick 也把福音带到了爱尔兰。
In modern church history,
那么在现代的教会历史当中，
David Livingstone went to Africa to tell them of the love of Christ.
大卫列文斯顿呢，将这个耶稣的爱带到了非洲。
William Carey to India.
威廉凯利呢，带到了印度。
Morrison and Hudson Taylor went to China.
马里逊和戴德生呢，将福音也带进了中国。
David Brainerd brought the gospel message to the American Indians in the Northeast.
那么大卫 Brainerd 也把这个福音呢带到了美国东北部的那个印第安人的里面。
And the list can go on and on.
这个名单呢可以有很长。
But these are the more famous names.
那么这些呢都是很有名的一些名字。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗？
It was hundreds upon hundreds.
还有上百计的。
Thousands upon thousands.
上千计的。
And millions upon millions of ordinary, nameless believers like you and me.
还有上百万计的那些普通的无名的像你我这样子的信徒们。
Who brought the gospel message from one person to another.
把这个福音呢从一个人传给另一个人。
From one family to another family.
从一家传到另一家。
From one city to another city.
从一个城市到另一个城市。
And one country to another country.
从一个国家到另一个国家。
Unless you have never met this resurrected Christ.
除非你从未遇到这一位已经复活的耶稣的话。
Or else once you've met him.
一旦你遇见了他，
you just cannot get him to yourself.
你就没有办法将这个福音就留给你。
You will have to go and tell.
一定要去告诉给别人。
Over 1 month ago,
大概是一个月以前啊，
a Korean pastor from Almaty had a stopover in Houston for several days.
有一个从阿拉木图过来的韩国的牧师啊，在休斯顿待了几天。
The host family took him to a popular Korean market.
一个招待的家庭就带他去了一个很受大众欢迎的韩国超市。
They wanted to show him what he could eat and buy there.
他们想让他看一看啊，在这里他可以吃什么和买到一些韩国的东西。
After he got there,
但是他一到呢，
he saw some tables with Korean customers eating.
看到一些韩国的人在那里在桌子上吃饭。
So he just went over and started talking to them.
他就一下就走过去就开始跟他们交谈起来了。
You see, to him,
你看对于他来说，
eating and buying Korean food was not his priority.
吃跟买这个韩国的食物并不是一个很优先的事情。
Instead, he wanted to find people that he could witness to.
他想找到那些可以他做见证的那些韩国人。
This was a man with mission.
这真是一个有这个使命感的一个人。
We too are the people of the resurrection.
我们也是一群这个复活后的群体。
God has put us in different homes, schools, and workplaces.
神已经将我们放在很多不同的家庭、学校跟工作的地方。
So that we can tell others about the good news of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们也可以向那些地方的人来讲耶稣基督的福音。
God has put us in this city.
神把我们放在这个城市。
So we can tell others that Jesus is the Son of God. He is God.
所以我们也可以向这个城市里面的人宣告诉他们耶稣是神的儿子，是神。
Telling others the good news of how he came into the world to deliver us from God's wrath.
向他们讲说神的福音把我们从上帝的愤怒中拯救了出来。
So that we can be at peace with God and with ourselves.
以至于我们可以跟神跟我们自己和好。
There are times that will bring some of us to different parts of the world.
那么有时候呢，神也带领我们中的一些人呢，去到世界的不同的地方。
To tell others about him.
也告诉那边的人呢，那个福音。
You see.
你看。
Telling others about Jesus.
宣告这个福音。
Whether in Houston or in another country.
不管是在休斯顿也好，还是在另外一个国家也好。
It's a part of our lives.
这就是我们生命的一部分。
It is not something we do once or twice a year.
这不是我们每一年只做一次这样的一件事而已。
An integral part of our lifestyle.
是我们这个生命不可缺少的一部分。
To this and to other churches.
所以对于我们这个教会以及其他的教会来说，
The question is never,Should we be involved in mission, local or global?
这个问题不是说我们是不是要参与这个本地的宣教还是普世的宣教。
Instead, the question should always be,
问题应该是这样的。
Where, when, and how are we to tell others about Jesus in Houston and in other parts of the world?
就是我们要明白我们要自己要在哪里，什么时候和怎样将这个福音传给这里跟海外的所有的人。
We start right where we are.
我们从本地开始。
If we don't tell others about Jesus here and now,
我们如果连我们周围的人都没有传福音的话，
It would make no sense for us to go elsewhere to tell others about Jesus Christ.
好像我们非得跑到很远的地方去传福音，就显得不是那么有道理了。
We are a people of mission.
我们就是一个有使命的一群人。
But there is more to this.
但是还有更多的。
We are also a people of love and compassion. The good news of our Lord Jesus Christ includes loving one another.
耶稣的福音也包含着要彼此的相爱。
This is how Jesus looked at his mission on earth.
这也是耶稣基督他自己看他在世上的使命。
In Luke chapter 14, we have these words. Chapter 4, we have these words. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind.
路加福音第四章这样说, 主的灵在我身上, 因为他高我, 去传福音给贫穷的人, 他差遣我, 去释放被压迫的人, 去使瞎子得看见, 去使那些被压制的人得自由, 宣告,
His mission was to set people free.
他的, 使命是带给人自由,
free from the bondage of sin.
从罪的捆绑中得释放,
wherever he went,
无论他去到哪里,
he healed the sick,
他医病,
cast out demons,
他赶鬼,
bringing freedom and joy to the oppressed and the sad ones.
他把自由和喜乐 带给那些被捆绑和那些伤心的人,
when he saw the people,
当他看到人的时候,
his heart was greatly stirred,
他的心肠被极大的搅动,
because he saw them as sheep without a shepherd,
因为他看他们就像羊没有牧人一样,
being harassed and carry heavy burdens,
被这个骚扰, 也承担很重的生活的重担。
He wanted his followers to feed the hungry.
他要他的跟从者们去喂养那些, 饥饿的人,
clothe the poor,
去给穷人穿上衣服,
visit the sick and the forgotten ones,
去看望那些生病的和那些被人遗忘的。
He wanted his followers to be a people of love and compassion.
他要他的跟从者们成为一群有爱有怜悯的人。
Later, his disciples followed Jesus' examples.
后来耶稣的门徒也真的效法了他的样式,
to care for the poor,
去关心那些穷人,
to look after the widows among them,
去照顾他们中的那些寡妇。
From there onwards,
从那天起,
wherever his gospel message went,
无论福音传到哪里,
it always results in various works of mercy.
他总是伴随着很多怜悯的工作。
Hospitals, schools and orphanages have been built along with the church.
所以医院, 学校和孤儿院是跟教会一起被建造起来的。
We are all familiar with Mother Teresa's work among the poorest of the poor in India.
我们都很熟悉 Mother, 是 Teresa, 她在印度的, 那些极穷的那些,
many of the major hospitals in this and other countries, including China, are founded by Christians.
很多在美国, 包括在中国的很多大的医院, 其实是基督徒建造起来的。
Again, in recent years,
同样呢, 在近来的几年里面,
we see how different churches are joining hands,
很多的教会也联手,
pooling resources to fight AIDS and poverty in Africa and in other parts of the world.
他们很多的教会把他们资源聚集在一起来对抗在非洲的那些贫穷跟艾滋病的情况。
It is not a matter of should we or should we not do it.
所以问题不是我们要不要做,
whether or not we have the money or not.
问题也不是我们有没有钱,
but rather where and how to show love and mercy to those God has brought to our attention.
问题是我们如何在什么地方将神的爱, 带给那些, 需要的人。
As people living on this side of the resurrection,
当我们这一群是活在复活后的这样一个时间里面的,
we have to see beyond ourselves and to discover there's so much bigger world outside of ourselves.
我们要, 拓展我们的视野, 看到我们周围的一个更大的一个世界。
We have to align our hearts with our Lord's heart.
我们要将我们的心跟神的心, 摆正在一起。
To see what he sees and feel the pain that he feels.
要看到他所看到的,
As people of the post-resurrection, we know that all Jesus' promises will come true. His foremost promise is that He'll return to this world at the end of human history. Mark 13 tells us, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory.
马可福音13章也说, 你们要看到人子驾着云降临, 蛮有能力和荣耀。
With His coming,
当他再来的时候,
our body will be completely transformed.
我们的身体就会 完全的改变复活,
will be changed into His likeness.
成为像他那样子的,
this is the final glory.
这是我们最终的荣耀。
We are created to reflect God's glory.
我们原来是为了, 反映神的荣耀而被创造。
But because of sins, it has become ruined glory.
但是因为犯罪呢, 我们这个荣耀已经被破坏掉了。
Since we have come to know Christ, He has begun to work in our lives to restore this glory. On that final day, there is that complete and restored glory. So we have those very simple four ideas. Reflected glory.
这个反映神的荣耀,
ruined glory.
被破坏的荣耀,
restored glory.
被重整的荣耀,
and full glory.
最终完全的荣耀.
We live in the present.
我们活在现在,
with an eye fixed on the future.
但是我们的眼睛却是注视着未来,
on His second coming.
看到他的第二次要再来.
This is our hope.
这个是我们的盼望。
Dictionary defines hope as
字典上是这样子定义盼望这个字的,
the feeling that events will turn out for the best.
这个感觉事情最终会以最好的方式, 结束,
that things are going to be better.
事情会变得更好。
But the biblical understanding of hope is different.
但是圣经的, 对于盼望的理解是不一样的。
It's not about our feeling.
这不是, 只是关注于我们的感受。
It's not about we hope that things will turn out better.
不只是我们, 想说, 事情会变得更好。
Instead, this hope is built on the certainty of God's promises.
而是盼望是建立在 神的应许的这个确据上面。
So what does it mean to us living in this 21st century?
那么这对于我们今天21世纪意味着什么呢?
I'd like to call our attention to two aspects of this hope.
我想让大家注意到这一个盼望的两个的果子。
First, the certainty of hope in Jesus' second coming tells us that we live in a moral universe.
首先呢, 这个果子是说耶稣的再来告诉我们我们是活在一个道德性的宇宙当中。
We know with Jesus' second coming,
我们知道, 耶稣的再来,
that there will also be a final judgment.
那同时呢, 还有最后的审判。
Evil and evildoers will receive their punishment due them.
邪恶和属于邪恶的人呢, 会受到最后的这样子的,
the righteous will be brought into His presence.
那么义人呢, 会被带进神的同在,
and will be rewarded accordingly.
会被, 这个奖赏,
when we are being mistreated on earth here.
所以如果今天我们在这个地上, 被人错待的话,
we have the assurance that our God will vindicate us.
我们很确定是神会 为我们伸冤的。
Sometimes this may occur while we are still alive.
有时呢, 这个是在今世就会实现。
Or they may occur on that final judgment day.
或者呢, 在最后的审判是一定会实现的。
So when we are wronged,
所以如果我们, 现在是被错待的话,
we don't have to take things into our hands to revenge. We have to have the conviction that God will vindicate us. Because we live in a moral universe. This truth will help us endure the unfair and wrong treatments of the present life.
所以这个真理呢, 就会, 帮助我们去忍受那些, 现在我们所遇到的一些, 错待跟不公平的事。
The second fruit of hope is joy.
这个盼望第二个的果子是喜乐。
Our hope is built upon the promise that Jesus will return.
我们的盼望是建立在耶稣的再来上。
But He has also given us many, many other promises.
但是呢, 他也给我们很多其他的应许。
These promises form the basis of joy in life.
那么这些应许呢, 就是我们, 生命中喜乐的那个根据。
When we find ourselves in these economic hard times,
当我们处在现在的这个经济的不景气当中的时候,
or with uncertain health conditions,
或者是, 不定的健康的情况里面,
or in those dark moments in life,
或者是生命中的一些黑暗的时刻,
He has promised that He will be with us. He will walk with us through the dark valleys. There are many times when He will walk with us through our problems into health and into light.
有时呢, 他会伴我们走进, 健康和光明。
There are also times when He will walk with us right into the presence of our God.
那么有时呢, 他也会 带我们走进神的同在, 就是天堂。
Because of this,
因为这样,
there's no need for us to be afraid of death and suffering.
所以我们现在就不必害怕死亡和苦难。
Knowing this presence,
当我们认识到这个,
can give us joy.
我们就会心里有喜乐。
You see, happiness is dependent upon circumstances.
相反呢, 快乐只是建立在环境的上,
when we have plenty,
当我们很多, 拥有很多,
when we have health and security,
我们有健康, 我们有安全的时候,
we feel happy,
我们, 感觉到很快乐,
but sickness,
但是, 疾病,
hardships,
苦难,
can suddenly rob our happiness away.
一下就可以把我们的快乐夺走。
We may not be happy during those difficult times.
我们可能在这个, 困难当中不会很快乐。
But we can always be joyful because our Lord is with us.
但是我们可以是喜乐的, 因为主是与我们同在。
This joy helps us to endure the difficult times in life.
这个喜乐也会帮助我们, 能够承受这个困难的时刻。
In the well-known words of Prophet Habakkuk,
所以在 哈巴谷先知的话来说呢,
though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fails, and the fields yield no food. The flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stores. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength.
哈巴谷先知这样说, 即使无花果不发旺, 葡萄树不结果, 地里没有出产, 橄榄树不效力, 圈中绝了羊, 棚里没有牛, 我还是要因我的神而喜乐, 我还是要因救我的神而欢心, 主耶和华是我的力量。
What sustained the prophet in those hard times?
那么是什么, 支持的, 这个先知,
not those wishy-washy feeling that things going to turn out better or good.
不是他只是自己觉得事情会变好,
but in the faithfulness of his God.
而是他相信他的神的信实。
Take a look at Jesus.
看一看耶稣吧。
Before his arrest,
当他被, 逮捕之前,
he had those agonizing moments in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他在克西马尼园里面是,
he pled with his father to take the cup away from him if it was possible.
他祈求父神, 如果可以的话,
But there was no other way. He continued on even in those moments. Why? Later, the writer of Hebrew tells us the reason.
后来呢, 希伯来书告诉我们了原因,
For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame.
是因为那摆在前面的喜乐, 他,
轻看了,
他轻看了羞辱, 承受了十字架的痛苦。
We are definitely living between Good Friday and Easter.
我们真的是活在受难节跟复活节中间。
Yes, there will always be hard times in life.
是的, 生命中会有很多, 困难的时候,
there will be grief,
会有悲哀,
sorrow,
痛苦,
disappointment,
失望,
and depressing moments in life.
一些很难过的时候,
like some of us are going through even now.
就像我们当中有些人正在经历一样,
then Easter is just always around the corner.
但是复活节很快就会再来,
if we are honest to ourselves,
如果我们对我们, 诚实的话,
living like this,
这样子活着的话,
sometimes it can be rather self-centered.
很多时候是很自我中心的,
it is always my problem, my difficulties,
自己的困难,
and my despair,
自己的失望,
then my problem will be removed, removed by the risen Lord.
我自己的问题, 要被复活的主来解决,
so we constantly live between Good Friday and Easter. Good Friday and Easter.
所以我们好像总是活在, 受难节, 然后复活节, 然后再受难节, 再复活节的,
however, there's more to life than just living between Good Friday and Easter.
但是, 生命有更大的意义, 不只是, 只是这样子活而已。
We are to move beyond Easter.
我们要活在复活节, 之后。
For we are a people of the post resurrection.
我们是, 一群, 后复活的人。
As a people of post resurrection, we look at life beyond ourselves.
因为我们是属于后复活的群体, 所以我们, 看生命是远, 超过我们自己的。
We have a worldview that includes all God's creation.
我们应该有一个, 包括神的一切的被造这样一个世界观。
We reach out to those who have not yet heard the gospel message.
我们要将这个福音带给所有没有听到福音的人。
We reach out to those who are sick.
也去, 关心那些有病的,
poor,
贫穷的,
the lonely,
孤单的,
and the helpless ones.
无助的人。
Zheng Nian or Nian Qian was arrested by the Red Guards in 1966.
1966年 有一个叫郑念的人被红卫兵抓了起来。
She was falsely accused that she was a spy of the imperialist.
她被诬告说她是帝国主义的间谍。
Despite the torture, she would not admit to something that was not true.
但是即使是她受到了折磨, 她仍然, 不要承认那些不真实的控告。
She was a Christian.
她是一个基督徒,
and during those days of imprisonment,
当她被关在监里的时候呢,
she secretly turned to God.
她暗中呢, 向神来祷告,
and found comfort for her grief.
在悲哀的当中找到了神的安慰,
and found hope to face each day.
并且每一天, 她在这个盼望中也找到力量。
She was later released.
她后来被释放了。
It was her hope in God that enabled her to endure those brutal treatments.
帮助她能够忍受那些很残酷的刑罚。
There's also Johnny Erickson Tatar in this country.
那么在美国还有一位叫做Johnny Tatar。
Many of us know that due to a swimming accident when she was a teenager,
我们, 很多人也知道, 她, 这个, 青少年时候因为游泳的一个事故,
she was paralyzed from the neck down.
她, 从颈部以下就全都是瘫痪的。
She has been bound to the wheelchair for her entire life.
她之后的一生, 都坐在轮椅的里面。
To any account, This is very miserable.
对于任何人来说，这都是一个很不幸的事情。
Yet in her own words, she said this.
但是她自己的话是这样说。
She looks forward to the day when she will dance in the presence of God.
她盼望有一天她在神的面前可以跳舞。
It is this hope.
这是她的盼望。
That enables her to overcome her hardships.
也帮助了他能够战胜他的苦难
and brings comfort and encouragement to other physically challenged people
帮助他可以将同样的安慰和鼓励带给那些身体有残障的人
joining Lin Chen Johnny Erickson and many other believers
那么我们呢也是跟正念跟 Johnny 他的和很多其他的信徒一样
We the people of the resurrection
我们是一群复活后的人
We are the people with a mission
我们是一群有使命感的人
A people with love and compassion
我们是一群有爱有怜悯的人
A people with hope
是一群有盼望的人
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告